Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace is a thing that puts God's love into operation on behalf of man through Jesus Christ. Man's sin has separated him from God's love. God's grace provided a way by which this wall of separation could be removed. It was accomplished through the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Those that have experienced God's saving grace must learn to depend upon his keeping grace. The Lord said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The more active our service for the Lord, the more need of his grace. The Apostle Paul recognized the continuing need of God's grace when he wrote to the Corinthian believers, referring to himself as the least of the apostles. "But," said Paul, "by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed." In summarizing his service for the Lord, Paul said, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Believer, take up your cross. There is grace in it and grace for it. All grace comes through his cross.
I traveled down a lonely road, and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had bowed me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus how folks were treating me. And then I heard him say so tenderly. My feet were also weary upon the Calvary road. The cross became so heavy, I fell beneath the load. Be faithful, weary pilgrim, the morning I can see. Just lift your cross and follow close to me. I work so hard for Jesus, I often boast and say. I've sacrificed a lot of things to walk the narrow way. I gave up fame and fortune, I'm worth a lot to thee. And then I hear him gently say to me, I left the throne of glory and counted it but loss. My hands were nailed in anger upon a cruel cross. But now we'll make the journey with your hand safe in mine. So lift your cross and follow close to me.
My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. This promise was given to the Apostle Paul after he had asked the Lord to remove his thorn in the flesh. Although we do not know exactly what Paul's thorn in the flesh was, we do know that it was given to prevent him from being exalted as a result of the many revelations he had received from the Holy Spirit of God. Rather than remove the thorn, the Lord assured Paul that his grace was all sufficient to sustain him while he experienced the difficulty. Possibly you are going through a trial, or you are being called upon to bear some burden. The same grace that was available to Paul many years ago is available to you today. Cast your care upon him. Come boldly to the throne of grace, for it is there you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Rather than remove the difficulty, God may see fit to allow you to endure the trial for his own glory. It delights the Lord to perfect his strength in the lives of believers who are yielded to him. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, When our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. God, who offers saving grace to the sinner, keeping grace to the worker, and sustaining grace to the distressed, stands ready and willing to extend restoring grace to the backslider. Have you wandered away from God? He anxiously awaits the prodigal's confession. Father, I have sinned. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His grace is all sufficient.
Forgive me, Lord, for wandering far from Thy fold away. I've heard Thee call with gentle voice, I've heard Thee night and day. My child, come home, I love Thee still, I always have, I always will. A broken, contrite heart I bring. Forgive me, Lord, for wandering. Forgive me, Lord, for traveling into a country far, away from love and Father's house.